You're listening to What Works, the show that explores navigating the 21st century economy without losing your humanity. I'm Tara McMullen. Welcome to the 16th edition of This Is Not Advice, a not advice column for premium subscribers of What Works. If you're not already a premium subscriber, enjoy the first half or so of this episode, or you can upgrade for just $7 per month to unlock this episode and 15 previous This Is Not Advice episodes, as well as quarterly workshops, discussion threads, and more. Our next workshop is this Thursday, December 14th, on this very topic. Upgrade today and you can attend live or view the recording. To upgrade, go to whatworks.fyi. That's whatworks.fyi. Ambiguity, uncertainty, precarity. There are no sure bets, no checklists for success, no blueprints for building a life or career you find fulfilling and satisfying. Now, none of that is surprising. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And yet, how many times have we searched aimlessly for a set of instructions that doesn't and can't exist? How many times have we let a project fall by the wayside because it didn't go according to plan? How many times have we declined an opportunity or challenge because we didn't quite know how to do it? And when I asked you about the topics you'd like me to cover in the future, navigating and planning for uncertainty was a big theme. Here's an example of what I mean.
I'd love some down-to-earth advice on how to set goals and make plans when life and work keep throwing curveballs. How do I juggle my dreams and the day-to-day grind without getting burned out? How can I map out a future that's true to who I am while still getting me where I want to be, especially when I'm pulled in a million different directions?
Look, in all honesty, I struggle with this too. I don't know anyone who doesn't. But I also have thought long and hard about these very questions, and I have some ideas. Goal setting and planning are difficult for many reasons. But a critical reason, perhaps the one that leads to the most frustration and trepidation, is the expectation that we have to get it right. That we have to figure out how to string together the right steps in the right order to achieve the right outcome. Now, literally no plan works this way. This isn't actually how plans get made, but many of us try anyhow. Now, I think many of us do this because we have a desire for order in a chaotic world. But another reason that we do this is because the tools we use to plan are linear. They're chronological. They're full of lines and boxes that stack neatly on top of one another. They ask us to name the tasks we need to complete, assign them due dates, and check them off one by one. They take each project, break it down into steps, and do it again and again until a project is merely a set of parts rather than a whole. There's a short passage from Jeanette Winterson's book, 12 Bytes, that I think about often. Reality is not made of parts, but formed of patterns, she writes. There is nothing solid. There are no binaries. There is energy, change, movement, interplay, connection, relationship. And here's the bit that often comes up for me when I'm trying to wrestle some web of ideas into a linear text. Quote, I would like to start in two places simultaneously. Unfortunately, I have to write in series, whereas the great strength of the brain is parallel processing. Our planners, project management apps, to-do lists, and by extension, our plans steer us back to the linear, the sequential, the mechanistic, even though we think and feel in glorious ambiguity. So how might our plans change if we gave them a different form? How might we think differently about projects and goals if we put them into a medium other than a calendar or list? How might we feel differently about how we approach our plans and goals? Well, the medium I have in mind is the syllabus. Now, I've made syllabi for programs I've taught for years. In the back of my mind, I always have ideas for self-study syllabi for misunderstood ideas about work, business, and economics. I even have an idea for a satirical, speculative nonfiction project in the form of a curriculum and syllabi for a neoliberal arts degree. But a couple of years ago, Sean told me that he made himself a syllabus to follow.
Is that I work in like a syllabus, like a quarterly basis. Mm-hmm. And so like right now I'm currently in the process of making plans for quarter one learning goals for Sean.
When I mentioned this in a workshop in early 2023, I got tons of requests for his personal syllabus, as well as plenty of requests for him to teach his own workshop. He wasn't ready to share then, but I pinned him down last week to finally get him on the record about his process. Before we get into the specifics, though, let me back up for a minute. What is a syllabus? A syllabus is essentially an outline for a class. A syllabus typically gives a description of the class, its learning outcome, and the weekly topics and assignments. There's usually information on expectations for class, how classwork will be graded, and what to expect from the teacher or professor. A syllabus is a compelling medium for a plan because it has both chronological elements and systematic elements. It defines completion in terms of learning rather than any particular achievement, and it connects varied resources to the subject at hand. A syllabus might build on itself, topic after topic, reaching toward an ideal learning outcome, or it might poke and prod at a question, exploring rather than trying to answer the question outright. Or a syllabus could track somewhere between those two styles or something else that I can't even imagine right now. Sean's syllabus probably isn't as detailed as one you'd receive before a college course, but the form gives him some space to play with his plans.
The thing is that how do I decide what it's going to be, or how do I figure it out? The figuring it out, like, I have a extremely deep bucket of interests. And the challenge is never figuring out something to focus on. The challenge is always, which one do I do first?
To hear the rest of this episode and learn more about how Sean makes his syllabus, why learning goals lead to better outcomes, and get access to my workshop where I'll lead you through this process, upgrade to a premium subscription today. Premium subscriptions are just $7 per month, and you get access to the entire This Is Not Advice archive, plus workshops, discussion threads, and more. Go to whatworks.fyi to upgrade. That's whatworks.fyi.